to the official podcast for St. Philip's Episcopal Church in Rochester, Michigan. You can learn more about our church at our website, stpfeeds.org. Our Sunday services are at 8 and 10 a.m., and all are welcome.
This podcast is the sermon for November 26, 2023, the last Sunday after Pentecost, Christ the King, by the Reverend Eric Williams.
A word of welcome to our star attraction today, Canon, who is about to be baptized, and to Canon's family and friends who are here. We got a bunch of young people here. We're delighted that you're here. It's okay to make some noise. We have activity bags. You also, if you need a break, your mom or dad could take you out to the parlor for a minute, and then you can come back, and you are all welcome at communion when it's time. We'll have the rail. You can come up and receive the bread, and if you wish, you can dip the bread in the wine. But I just want to let you know you are really welcome, and you can't do anything wrong today. So have fun and relax. So the story is told of a youth group, not here, not even an Episcopal youth group, but a youth group, very typical kind of youth group. There were a bunch of kids, and some of the kids got along really well. Some of the kids were kind of the popular kids, and some weren't so popular, but there was one girl who always stood out like a sore thumb. This one girl was awkward, and she didn't really dress like the other kids. She didn't get along with them very well, and they didn't treat her very nicely. It was almost, the youth leaders felt like, close to bullying. They would exclude her from games and not treat her very nicely. And so the youth leaders really tried to fix this. They did a lot of lessons on bullying and treating others nicely, but still this persisted. And then one day they were doing a lesson, which I've done before, I'm sure we've done it here, on world hunger. Basically, you look at the globe and you see that there are some who have amazing amounts of food and resource and others, mostly, who don't. And so they split up the youth group. Most of the kids drew lots and were in the largest group, which for dinner was like a lock-in. They got a bowl with a little bit of rice. And they all had to share this rice amongst probably, you know, half or more of the kids were in this group, very little. And then another group, a little smaller group, had some rice and beans. And then another group, smaller yet, each had their own rice and beans. They were really living well. And then one kid got a feast, a platter of meat and cheese and bread and just a lovely, like more food than one person could eat, but they had it all to themselves. And they all drew lots, and guess who got the feast? It was this awkward girl whom no one liked who got the feast. And the other kids were grumbling. They didn't like that they had so little to eat for dinner, for one thing. They didn't think that was fair, but what really got them, and they told the youth leaders, what really bugs us is she should not have the feast. She doesn't deserve it. And the youth leaders thought to themselves, well, this is kind of poetic justice. We're kind of glad that this girl got the feast, and I bet she's happy about it. But when they looked over, she was crying. And they went over and asked her, why are you crying? You got the feast, you know, you should be really happy. And she said, well, she said, it's not fair. It's not fair that I should have all this food and everybody else is going hungry. And they asked her, well, what do you want to do about it? And so she took her bread and her meat and cheese and she made sandwiches and put them on her plate and carried them around to the other tables and shared what she had with the other kids. And the other kids were absolutely flabbergasted. They were like, what is going on? They said, you know, we don't even like you, and why are you being so nice to us? And she said an amazing thing. She said, you know, it's true, you're not very nice to me, and that hurts a lot. But she said, you know what the youth leaders have been telling us, and what we read in the Bible, and what we hear from the pastor, all the time, it's about how we're supposed to love each other, even if we don't always like each other. And she said, I think everybody deserves a sandwich. I love that. Everybody deserves a sandwich, the good and the bad. Today we are celebrating a strange feast of the church, Christ the King. It was started, I think I mentioned this last year, but it was started over almost 100 years ago by Pope Pius XI. Pope Pius was looking at the world in the 1920s and seeing a lot of troubling things. The Communist Revolution had happened in Russia, so there was the specter of godless communism taking over the world. Fascism was rising in Italy and Germany and in Spain, and he saw that the world was going farther and farther away from the gospel of Jesus Christ. And he said, we need right now to proclaim the kingship of Christ. The reign of God is different from the reign of this world. The powers that be are about oppression, about military might, economic might, about getting what we can and hoarding it. He said, we need to lift up a different value, a different ideal, a different theology. And so many other churches, including the Episcopal Church, embrace this idea of Christ the King, because we need to have a different vision for what leadership and society can be, one in which maybe everybody can have a sandwich. In our readings today, we hear what this looks like. We hear about the prophet Ezekiel telling us that God is like the shepherd who knows the sheep by name and protects the weak from the strong. We have Jesus who reminds us in the gospel in a little bit of an ominous way, but he reminds us that our salvation actually depends upon our relationships with one another, for the way we treat each other is actually the way we treat Christ. When we help those who are hungry or thirsty or naked or in prison or poor, when we care for each other, we are literally caring for Jesus himself, Jesus in disguise. There's a beautiful painting from the Depression era, and it shows a line of beggars coming to a soup kitchen during the worst of the Great Depression. And at the very end, there's a figure who seems to be a light. It's Christ of the breadline, Christ in the poorest of the poor. This is a helpful reminder for us today as well, that our kingship is not dependent on a political party. I hate to break it to you, but you're not going to be saved by Joe or Donald or even Elon or Jeff, right? None of these people can save you. They all have their agendas. They're all working in their best, you know, ideas or whatever. But our allegiance fundamentally as Christians is to something deeper, richer, truer, and more abundant. And that is the reign of God. Today, we celebrate a relationship that we have with God and that we are now sharing with Canon. Canon, who will be embarking on a relationship with God, being claimed by God as one of God's own sheep, knows Canon's name, cares deeply for Canon, will be with Canon all of his life, sustaining him, helping him to grow, leading him to good pastures, to still waters, and to the abundance of life eternal. We're so grateful to be celebrating and renewing our own relationship with God at the same time. Finally, I want to say that when we renew that relationship in our baptism service, all of us get to renew our own baptismal covenant. What I hold in my mind are the words of that hymn we just sang. Raise your hand if you have never sung that hymn before. Yeah, it's unfamiliar. It's honestly one of my favorite hymns. The tune is a little more challenging, but the words, I invite you to take home those words and look at them, because it lifts up for me what this relationship with God is all about. The kind of king that Jesus is, a king who does not claim power or authority, but gives it all away so that we can have life abundant, so that Canon can have life abundant, so that all of us can experience a world in which there is a sandwich, a relationship, a love for all. Amen.